You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
The word is ATM skimming. Spelled A as in automatic, T as in teller, M as in machine, and skimming for theft. Definition: the process of stealing ATM customer credentials by means of physically and covertly installing one or more devices on a public ATM machine. Example sentence: in the last two decades, ATM skimmer tools have gone from an urban myth to a widely complex, ever-evolving suite of technologies that has potential to be the worst nightmare of anyone with a bank account. Origin and context. By secretly placing one or more devices on public ATM machines, criminals steal PIN numbers and credit card numbers from unsuspecting victims. They can then use those credentials to conduct online transactions or withdraw money from other ATM machines by impersonating the victim. According to Gizmodo, the first ATM skimmers started appearing in 2002. Prior to that, they were largely an urban myth. Lawyers and law enforcement thought they were possible, but unlikely. In 2003, a single deli in New York City lost over $200,000 in one day. Badly camouflaged skimmers started appearing in 2008 and 2009, but from 2012 until today, a cold war between criminals and device makers has been in full swing as device makers build anti-fraud devices and criminals find ways around them. Criminals can buy skimming technology online or build the devices themselves. Generally, ATM skimmer tech is up to three components. One, a skimmer, a device designed to naturally fit on top of the actual ATM card reader that can record magnetic strip information. Two, a keypad overlay, a device designed to naturally fit on top of the actual ATM keypad device that can record PIN numbers. And three, a camera, usually hidden above the keypad, that can also record PIN numbers. Nerd reference. The Nilson Report is an independent financial newsletter that has been in print for 50 years and provides credit, debit, and prepaid card issuer, acquirer, and technology vendor statistics to its subscribers. For 2018, they reported that their customers worldwide lost a staggering $28 billion, that's billion with a B, in debit and credit card fraud associated with ATMs, a 16% increase from the previous year, and that 39% of that sum came from the United States.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.